This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll settle the score when our cannons will roar. Revolution. Watch and wait, get ready for the sign.
Global Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ground deserves my all, no less for God, for freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. It was purchased with the blood of patriots, consecrated for liberty, protected through the generations. Now the future rests with me. This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, for freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. Who will answer cry for warriors? Who will be there to battle line? Who will lift up a prayer for courage? Who will bury me if I die? This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, for freedom's cause. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. If I should die, shed no tears for me. I will be among the angels who give it all to keep all free. This sacred ground deserves my heart, no less for God, freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground.
In London when Hitler launched his blitzkrieg. So you can really see what they're setting up. Order out of chaos. World War I, they try to give you a League of Nations. World War II, they give you a UN. Then they say in the globalist policy papers that they were going to use terror to unify us behind a world empire. They needed, quote, Pearl Harbor size attacks or larger to get the American people behind, quote, the New World Order. As Brzezinski and Hart and Rudman and Wolfowitz and Pearl and Jeb Bush have all said in their own public policy reports before 9/11. So this is a horrible thing that's happening. World War III is being set up. And to get you behind the war, the military-industrial complex has already implemented almost all of the Northwoods U.S. government terror plan, where the U.S. government officially called for carrying out terror in the continental United States, hijacking jets, bombing D.C., all these horrible things to get us behind this war. And it's going to kill a lot of innocent Americans. It is going to destroy our liberties. It is going to set up more of a dictatorship through this giant federal government and FEMA and the whole nine yards. So I'll get into some of that news in a minute, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about this on air. I'm going to talk about it once because I told one or two people this weekend, and already it was metastasizing into rumors. I was out with a friend on their boat this weekend on Lake Travis, and on Saturday night, we were out there fishing. We were going back to the dock, and we came across a pontoon boat that was dead in the water, and there were about 4-foot waves. There had been some storms earlier in the day, and we couldn't tie up alongside of it. The pontoon was in the middle of the lake, and I jumped in to swim over and try to fix their boat. No good deed goes unpunished, and of course, the boat was turned off. It was dead in the water. I started climbing up on the side of the pontoon boat that has aluminum siding on it. And I slipped once I got up on the boat. I slipped, and my hand caught in between the railing, and it basically cut my finger off. So I've had a really enjoyable weekend, and it feels real good because I'm not about to take painkillers and then impair my judgment. And so as I sit here now, they did a good job basically reattaching my finger. The best description of it, you ever seen Terminator 2 where Schwarzenegger, you know, is the robot, the android, and he cuts his flesh off and pulls the flesh off his arm, and there's the skeleton under it? Well, that's basically what happened. It just peeled the skin off my finger down to the end, down to the bone. It was just a bone. It was like taking a chicken leg and pulling the meat off of it from top to bottom. But they did a great job putting it all back on. I'm moving it. Other than some throbbing pain, it's good. Other than, you know, seeping and continual bleeding. But I just want to thank God that it didn't cut my finger off, because it did put large indentions in the bone. I want to thank God that didn't cut my finger completely off, you know, the bone itself, and that's good. But you know how these rumors end. By the time people are done hearing about it, it'll be that I was run over by a boat and cut in half, and then flying saucers lifted me back out of the water, and, you know, there were 14 hobgoblins jumping around. That's the way stories work. You know, a patriot can go on vacation for a week and come back and hear that they've been assassinated. And I guess in a way that's a good thing, because people are all watchful for folks that are in the movement of real news and information. But, yes, I decided to go out and do some fishing with a friend. And then I did my good deed and jumped off the boat to swim over and help these people. And almost cut my finger off. So that was a lot of fun Saturday. But it could be worse. You know, life is short. This shows us how people are worried and scared of fighting the New World Order, scared of getting involved, scared of telling the truth, scared of what their neighbors will think of them if they say the government's corrupt. Ooh, what a surprise. Oh, what an incredible original idea that governments might do something wrong and might need to be watched. Read the Declaration of Independence. But they will get fearlessly in their cars, in boats. They will water ski, they will snow ski, they will ride bikes down the side of the highway. Incredibly dangerous things. We do this every day because it's accepted by the society. Everybody does it. But then they'll be afraid to stand up against corruption or afraid to get involved in the fight for liberty. I mean, you could be diagnosed with cancer tomorrow. You could be, you could have a heart attack walking into your house or going into work, or you could die, you could be struck by lightning playing golf. It happens all the time. You could drown. So life is short, folks. You're not here very long. And, you know, I could have caught my arm in that thing and slit my wrist, gone into shock, and gone to the bottom of the lake out there in those big waves. But I didn't. And I just calmly, with the skin flopping around on the end of my finger, swam back over, got in my boat. I'm usually pretty calm under pressure. Thanks to the good Lord. And we drove back in, the 10 minutes back into the dock. And and then that was fun. There was a big party going on at the dock. You know, they have like a big restaurant and bands out there at night. And I come pulling in. There's a no-wake zone like a half mile out from the harbor. And we come driving in, my friend Kevin was driving about, I don't know, 15 miles an hour in the no-wake zone, which it wasn't throwing much of a wake. We had all these people mad at us yelling, and they all ran up to the dock as we pulled up, and there's blood all over the place, and they were all yelling and cussing at me, drunk, I guess, and I just held my hand up and said, "Hey, almost cut my finger off," and they all felt pretty stupid, but, you know, they got the buoys out front. You're not supposed to speed into the harbor, but I was in no mood, and I rarely slip up, but I did. I apologize to those. I had some choice words for them. I'm just glad I got my finger. My whole family's glad I didn't cut a finger off. But that's enough about me whining about my finger. Now we're going to get a bunch of calls. "Oh, I'm sorry about your finger." People are going to hear that, and then it's going to translate into, "I cut my arm off." So please don't call about it. No condolences needed. It's just a funny story, and people locally found out about it. And before it turned into an urban legend that I got cut in half or something, I wanted to neutralize that. Or I wouldn't have talked about it. All right, we'll come back and get into news. We've got three big guests coming up today and a lot of key information. So please stay with me. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are RTX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Jack Browner with Midas Resources, the real money folks. Remember that ad from October of 2000? The NASDAQ was down 22% for the year? Well, it's since gone down another 40%. Folks, where will it bottom out? Unfortunately for many of us, the paper markets have already wiped out life savings with no hope of recovery. Don't let this happen to you. Call Midas Resources today at 800-686-2237. Gold spot at that time was trading at about $275. It is now up dramatically and looking very bullish. We recommended at that time to put a significant portion of your assets into the gold and silver collector coins. That advice still stands. Call Midas today. 800-686-2237. Collector coins are liquid, private, and portable. Downside risk is minimal in comparison to paper equities. The time to move to hard assets is now, before the momentum buyers further escalate the prices. Protect your financial holdings. Call Midas Resources today. 800-686-2237.
Remember what it was like to get up in the morning without pain and stiffness in your joints? If it's been too long since your life has been active and pain-free, this is your chance to experience the pain-relieving power of JointWise Cream absolutely free. Just visit LifeWise.com or call 1-800-643-9558 and ask for free JointWise Cream. That's right, LifeWise will send a jar of JointWise Cream to you absolutely free of charge with no obligation of any kind. JointWise Cream customers report quick penetrating relief, and JointWise Cream is unique. It's the only formulation that can contains this exclusive combination of powerful ingredients, including glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin, boswellin, capsaicin, and more. Why not let JointWise Cream speed pain relief to your aching muscles and joints, risk-free? Visit LifeWise.com today or call 1-800-643-9558. That's 1-800-643-9558. No strings attached. Just ask for free JointWise Cream to receive your free jar of this fast-acting pain-relieving formulation. Call 1-800-643-9558 today.
Welcome back, folks. Alex Jones here. It is Friday, the 20th of June, 2003. The first 20 minutes of the show, you heard music and rebroadcast because I'm down here in Texas, and the great folks that run the show are in Minnesota, and we were trying to get connected. That happens a couple times a year. It's all on my end, of course. There is a lot of information to cover today, just so much of it, and I really have been kicking myself because I haven't been getting to all the news here on the show. We've been having a lot of great guests on, but I have not been covering all the news. Like what Ritalin's doing to our children. We've covered this for years, but now it's admitted, causing heart attacks, brain damage, retardation of growth, violence, same thing with Paxil. Every time there's a mass shooter, every time kids beat some other kid to death with axes, every time we investigate it, a mother drowns her kids, someone goes psychotic in a delusional rage, they're always on Paxil and Prozac and the other psychotropics, or they're on one of the amphetamines like Ritalin. And now this is coming out, and they can't cover it up, they can't hide it, so that's coming up. We've had a major victory. John, gun grabber, anti-Christian, pro-New World Order, wolf in sheep's clothing, John Ashcroft, has said that, well, there isn't a Patriot Act 2. There is a Patriot Act 2. Okay, it does affect citizens' rights. The Justice Department has said they will go after citizens for all misdemeanors, any reason, no more rights. But now he has gone before the media yesterday. Now, this is out of the New York Times. Ashcroft calls on news media to help explain anti-terrorism laws. You mean to continue your lies. You are a liar. You are an un-American liar. You are a traitor. You are seditious. You are attacking the Bill of Rights, and what does the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and Constitution say about that, Mr. Gun Grabber? So Ashcroft calls on news media to help explain anti-terrorism laws. And he met with the media yesterday with the heads of the major newspapers and television broadcast systems and internet and radio. He told them, we want you to go tell the people to back off. We're not taking their rights. You're a liar. People are reading the bill. They have caught you in your lies, Ashcroft. And I know you're panicking because 400 cities have said no to you, two states, Alaska and Hawaii. And so we'll recap yet again the lies of John Ashcroft, because they are on the offensive now. The best defense is good offense, because we're having victories. Now, I told you the globalists can easily carry out terror and say, see, we told you so. This was to keep you all safe, and you didn't give your rights up, so the terrorists got you again. And I'm sure they're going to pull that very, very soon. They carried out 911. They carried out Oklahoma City. They carried out the First World Trade Center. They're carrying out most of the terror attacks from all the evidence we have and their own official government documents and plans. But if we're able to expose that they're the terrorists, that they stand to gain from the terrorism, and then we're able to show how they leave the borders open and are doing nothing to protect the American people, and then we show how they're lying about what's in Patriot Act 1 and 2, then we can effectively defeat their program that they're using to enslave us. And Ashcroft is also grandstanding, claiming they stopped some plot to cut the suspension cords at the Brooklyn Bridge. And they admit that a crew of 50 people, it would take them probably 12 hours to cut enough of the suspensions to even make the thing sag. You know, these are giant, huge cords. You could cut half of them and nothing would happen to the bridge. For a good welder, it'd take 20 minutes to cut through one of them. So, just more total theater. I mean, this is the government that told us that the Iraqis had bioweapons labs, mobile bioweapons labs. Turns out they knew from day one that it was trucks sold to them by the Russians, and now we find out other trucks sold to them by the British to pump up a surveillance balloon, something all governments have, on their borders, and they have the purchase orders from the mid-'80s during the Iran-Iraq war. And our government knew day one what those trucks were and said that it wasn't. And by the way, they say they'll torture terrorist suspects. You can't believe a word that comes out of anybody's mouth that's been in their custody. When they got their people going to work on them with the high-tech torture devices, which they say they're using, by the way. All right, we'll come back and get into all this news. Believe me, it is voluminous. You don't want to miss this live Friday edition, and we're going to take your calls. Please stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance.
803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Folks, Alex Jones here, back live. It is Friday, the 20th of June, 2003. We'll be live until the next 2 hours and 24 minutes. We're going to have wide open phones. The toll-free number to join me on air is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let me jump into this first off, and then we'll get into all the wildfires in Arizona and the government gun grabbing that's going on, and the globalists saying they will invade Iran and Syria and North Korea and the national draft. They've got ready for your children and the police state they're setting up. But I know I keep harping on this because the alternative media has a lot of power because we have active listeners, the people that seek out alternative information, the intelligent segment of the population that has read history and understands what's happening and who has read their Bill of Rights. And so we need to inform the people out there and to point you in the direction to look at the evidence for yourself. Go read Patriot Act 1 for yourself. Secret arrest for absolutely no reason, misdemeanors now punishable by execution. And Ashcroft tried to say that this didn't affect citizens for the last year and a half. Then 3 months ago, three months ago, before the House and Senate in two separate committees, and I have clips of him saying this in Police State 3, he said that you aid terrorists if you say we're taking your liberties. You're a liar if you say that. He said it doesn't affect citizens. There is no proposed Patriot Act 2. Saying this after it had been introduced in the Senate 4 months before he testified. Okay? He's testifying 2 months ago. It had been introduced January 6th in the Senate. This is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Well, last week, the Justice Department was back testifying again, and they admitted, yes, there's a Patriot Act 2. Here it is. We're proposing it. We need this to keep you safe. And yes, it affects citizens. We will use it for all crime, all law enforcement, against everyone in the United States. And I've read the quotes by Brian Sierra, spokesman for the Justice Department, out of the Congressional Record, and it was also reported on in the Washington Times in a story with the headline, Patriot Act of 2001 Cast Wide Net. So we're seeing a lot of doublespeak. Ashcroft says it doesn't take your liberty for years. A couple months ago, he says there is no Patriot Act 2. 15 days ago, two Thursdays ago, he says there is a Patriot Act 2. It's for your safety. And then now he's back lying again after flip-flopping repeatedly. And this is a New York Times story. And I've got an AP story as well. I read something in the New York Times, I don't automatically believe it. I have to go to the source and get the text of his speech and go to the Associated Press. And yes, he did say this. Ashcroft calls on news media to help explain anti-terrorism laws. We're posting this on Infowars.com. So, he's going to them saying, help me lie. Attorney General John Ashcroft called on the press and television today to dispel fears about the sweeping anti-terrorism law known as the USA Patriot Act, which was enacted after the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Addressing two dozen editors, publishers, television executives, and others, Mr. Ashcroft said, we need the help of the news industry, the fourth of state, to inform citizens about the constitutional tools and methods being used in the war against terror. Oh, secret arrest of citizens for any misdemeanor, charge, never to be seen again, execution chambers being built. And that's Reuters. So that's your constitutional tool. We need the media's help, for instance, in portraying accurately the USA Patriot Act, close quote. He told a conference of journalism and homeland security convened by the Aspen Institute, a nonpartisan policy research group, that complaints and misunderstanding about the act were so widespread that I heard a fellow say his car wouldn't start the other day, and he blamed the Patriot Act. So see now, grassy knoll, flying saucers, if you think it takes your rights. Well, we list the subsections that I think are the most draconian on Infowars.com in the Patriot Act 1 and Patriot Act 2 subsections. And you go read the subsections for yourself, my analysis, and then you click at the bottom of the page, and it takes you to the government's own website where you can download both the acts and read it for yourself. But Ashcroft knows that 99%+ of the American people will never read legislation. So I am boiling mad about this. I mean, remember, it was Ashcroft that said we're going to have the tips program with your cable guy, your the telephone company, the carpet cleaners will be tattling on you for drugs, guns, and terror and every other crime, and the Postal Service is going to spy on you. There's a huge backlash, and I have the articles where Ashcroft and Ridge said there was never a TIPS program. We never proposed it. There was never a TIPS program. We never proposed it. Now, you all heard them propose it. It was in all the newspapers. And when there was heat on the subject, they said there is no TIPS program. And by the way, they went ahead and gave it a new name and doubled the funding for it. So it is there. It was funded. Dick Armey did not defeat it. More smoke and mirrors. I have Ridge. We've aired the clip off Fox News here. Governor Ridge, the head of Homeland Security, Project Phoenix operative, up there saying on national news that we want to get rid of Posse Comitatus, the 1878 law, barring the military from engaging in search and seizures against the American people. We want troops on the streets. They proposed it. You heard them do it last year. And then when there was a backlash, they said, we never proposed it. We're not getting rid of Posse Comitatus. They are congenital liars. They dwarf the criminal, Bill Clinton, in his line. They dwarf him. He is nothing compared to them. I have never seen such wall-to-wall lying. So this is what they're doing. And so now he has gone to the media, and he has said, help me lie to the public. In fact, he said, over the past 20 months, the Patriot Act has become a critical reason for our success in the war against terrorists, stopping further attacks in the United States. In particular, Mr. Ashcroft sought to quiet concern of the government's access to library records and its use of so-called roving wiretaps on terrorism suspects. They always try to focus on surveillance or wiretaps. Ashcroft, Section 213 has already been used in thousands of drug cases, okay? Section 213 says, without a warrant, any federal agency can break in your house, plant whatever they want, take whatever they want. It says that. The sneak and peek provision, Section 213. Section 215 says they can demand all library, all bookseller records, and that if the librarian or the Borders books or Barnes & Noble's books employee tells anyone they were there, they can be charged under the USA Patriot Act anti-terror definition and can be secretly arrested, secretly imprisoned, or secretly executed. Now, it says that. Okay? I challenge you, listeners, to go find out what liars these people are. I mean, I'm having trouble dealing with them now. Clinton saying, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, shaking his crooked finger at us, isn't even on the radar screen compared to these lies. Bush Sr. saying, read my lips, no new taxes. That doesn't even show up on the charts compared to the lying. The lying is so massive. They will say one thing one day on national TV and say 180, a different statement the next day out of the same bureaucrat's mouth, and the liberals don't call them on it, the conservatives don't call them on it, because they're a bunch of neocon intellectual prostitutes. We are being bathed, marinated in lies and neocon trash. So my head is spinning after the latest garbage. I mean, I just don't even know how to respond to this level of lying. It's just wall-to-wall lying. I mean, take what we found out, that they falsified a document, made it out of whole cloth, produced it, that Niger, the country of Niger, had sold nuclear weapons parts to Iraq. Turned out they just made it up. Just produced it. That came out. No one was prosecuted. They say that a bakery in northern Iraq is a bioweapons lab. The BBC's in there the next day. It's a bakery. They say, oh, look at these mobile trucks. These are for biological weapons. It turns out they knew day one. It was in Jane's Weapons Encyclopedia. It had the serial numbers on it in British. It was also in Arabic, that they were for pumping up hydrogen artillery balloons, surveillance balloons for trench warfare from the 1980s Iran-Iraq war. They bought two trucks from the British and three trucks from the Russians. And our government, the British government, they knew day one what those were because our governments have them. You go to South Texas, they've got hundreds of these trucks at Fort Bliss, Joint Task Force 6. They knew exactly what it was, but it had some tanks on it, so they could point at it and say, look, there's the bad guy. And I don't want to hear, oh, you're a liberal, you're against these wars. Give me a break. Chuckie Schumer, Hillary Clinton were the most enthusiastic. And Ron Paul and others, the most conservative members of Congress, were against it. So I don't want to hear it anymore. Okay, and now they're saying they're going into Syria, Iran. Well, we told you they were. PNAC. I found out about PNAC 2 years ago. Okay, I dropped the ball. Most people found out about it 2 months ago on Nightline. Here's PNAC publicly 8 years ago saying we need terrorist attacks to get the American people behind imperial mobilization. We want to invade 62 countries. We're going to take all the rights away. Ha, ha, ha. Written by Jeb Bush, Wolfowitz, Pearl, and all these other creatures. The Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, where they say Saddam isn't a threat. It was this big debate. Is it about oil? Is it about global domination? We're having a debate about it when they wrote stuff. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Every year they wrote these reports. So I'm going to try to stop ranting and raving because I said I'm going to cover all the news on the show today, and it's all just totally insane. Just rampant corruption at every level, at every facet. I am blown away. I am staggered, dazed, dumbfounded, bamboozled. It's just flagrant gun grabbing, open borders, government exploding in size, all these new federal agencies, continuity of government, martial law activated, giant prisons everywhere, thumb scanners going in grocery stores, school children biometrically scanning to get food, RFID tags going in everything, the feds are land grabbing everywhere, SWAT teams are killing innocent people, killing innocent cops, foaming at the mouth, running around slaughtering us, crime labs at state and federal level, planting evidence, FBI dealing drugs, running murder for hire operations, government shipping in heroin and cocaine, running the prostitution, running child kidnapping rings, the occult's on the rise, exploding everywhere, just bedlam. Total and complete insanity. And CPS grabbing millions of kids a year, convicted pedophiles running the databases, just wall-to-wall insanity. It's off the charts, folks. It is just off the charts. And I'm having a normal response to this. Ridge's fat head. One great example is he said, you know, you got to use duct tape and all this to keep yourself safe. You got to do all this. And then a week later, I got him on tape saying, a lot of people put out bad information. We got to stop them about how you need duct tape and all this. It's stupid. It's just they have no respect for you. It's just up is down, down is up, black is white, white is black, left is right, right is left. And they're doing it on purpose to confuse you so your thinking process will just shut down. Well, my process isn't going to shut down.
Are you willing to speculate in today's market? Options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, we're recommending the purchase of euro currency call options. The budget and trade deficits are going through the roof. The dollar is dropping worldwide. Could the euro be poised to move higher? We think so. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call Barclay Financial right now. Call 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I know we've got loaded phones, and we're going to start the second hour here in about 5.5 minutes, so I promise I'll go straight to all of your calls here in about 5 minutes. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. Let me kind of give you a review of what's coming up, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a board full of calls in the next hour. I'm going to try to go to you quickly. I've really gotten bad about going on and on with the callers, and everybody doesn't get a chance to get on the show. We've been ending too many shows with loaded phones, so I want to just go to your calls quickly today. I want to take a lot of calls, 800-259-9231. This is some of the news that's coming up. Ashcroft grandstands and says there's a plot to destroy the Brooklyn Bridge, and he saved you from it. You can't believe anything that comes out of their mouth in any of these plea bargains because they admit they tortured terrorist suspects. Also, paganism, witchcraft on the rise in the UK, they admit that it's the fastest growing religion, and not surprisingly, they're finding a lot of dead animals and dead kids in Europe and in the U.S., and they think it's real funny, and we'll talk about it. And I heard neocons on the air this morning saying, oh, there's nothing wrong with Harry Potter. Well, okay, fine. Then just, go ahead and join the Church of Satan then, because it is designed to get your kids into this. Turn on the television. They're promoting it wall to wall. Also, offer Iraqi deals. British urge the U.S. They say, hey, offer people cash payments, incentives, amnesty, if they say that they saw weapons of mass destruction. So, again, you're going to believe that when they say it? That's coming up. A lack of spies in Baghdad spurs CIA to bolster ranks. They now have the CIA running the hunt for the weapons of mass destruction situation. U.S. accuses Iran of pattern of nuclear violations and says that they may use force in very soon against them. So screws tighten over Iran over nuclear ambitions. Military action against Iran, an option, U.S. official says. Also, I want to get into court order keeping man quarantined in Dallas. This whole quarantine situation is the perfect way to install their police state, and this has been their plan for years. We've been covering it. University study, Ritalin may worsen cocaine abuse. I will cover this today. I didn't get to it yesterday. Another article about what Paxil's doing. They're saying don't take it if you're under 18. Causes psychotic breaks, suicide, and mass murder. Yeah, they covered that up in the trials for Prozac in 83. It puts you in a mesmerized state. So that's coming up as well in the next hour, and just a whole plethora of other news and information as I end this hour. I do want to encourage you to get involved in the fight to wake people up. Ashcroft calls on the media to help him lie to the people about the Patriot Act, which he's been doing, caught red-handed. And so it's up to you to get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 2 hours, 40 minutes long. 45 minutes of it is about Patriot Act 1 and 2 and Homeland Security, the actual subsections, video clips of Ashcroft saying different things on different dates. Get Police State 3 just for the Patriot Act sections. Show it to everybody. Make hundreds of copies. Get The Road to Tyranny to find out who really carried out September 11th. Get my book, The Descent into Tyranny. When you get three or more of any of my nine videos, they drop down to $20 a piece from $25.95. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You got to expose the terrorists, or they're going to continue to carry out terror and pose as your saviors. You got to expose the serial killers. Help me do it. The videos are a key way to get the job done. Order them now. Second hour, your calls, ton of news, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Remember what it was like to get up in the morning without pain and stiffness in your joints? If it's been too long since your life has been active and pain-free, this is your chance to experience the pain-relieving power of JointWise Cream absolutely.